Every podcast topic is crafted and led with the thought of you in mind. And just like this podcast, I also have a published book. It's called Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman. You know, pearls are so precious you would want to protect them. But the same cannot be said about these pearls of wisdom that I've gained along the way. In my book, I've covered all the bases for living a life free from sexual compromise. I want you to have these pearls and I want you to pass them on to others around you. If this 30-second plug has captured your attention at all, you need to get the book Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, written by me, your host, Berthina Jackson. Head to Amazon.com to get your copy.
Ladies, your natural instinct is to worry. You worry about your children, your health, your relationship, and everything else under the sun. It's a classic case of worry wart syndrome. If you tend to worry needlessly, you are not alone. Welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast with Berthina Jackson. Berthina is a two-time divorcee, single mother, and war veteran who suffered from anxiety, but learned to let go and let God. Berthina will share captivating and down-to-earth conversations on how to strive by faith. Here's your host, Berthina Jackson.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast. Listen, we're going to be delving into the ways that women can conquer adversity and life's challenges. And whether you're navigating relationships, workplace conflicts, parenting, or overwhelming worry, you will discover invaluable insights on releasing control and entrusting your cares to God. So listen, I'm your host, Lady B. Celeste, and today we have a very interesting topic to discuss. We're going to be talking about using life insurance to build wealth, okay? And so joining us today is an expert in the field, Georgia Rehm. Am I saying that right, Georgia?
Rehm.
Georgia Rehm, okay? Mm-hmm. And Georgia is a Kinston, North Carolina native. She went on to serve 6 years in the Army and retired after serving 20 years in the United States Navy. Go Navy! She was a cryptologic technician networks in the Navy for the last 17 years of her 20-year naval career. In 2019, upon her retirement, she ignited the internet with a viral video that not only captivated audiences, but has continued to gain viral traction every year since. After retirement, Georgia worked as a project manager in the DMV area and also received her license as a life insurance broker. And as a life insurance broker, she has a team of over 40 business partners who she teaches and supports to get them to their life goals. Georgia is also a former radio show host of the Black Coffee Radio Show. Her show was based around educating listeners on the importance of life insurance, trust, and how to build generational wealth through life insurance. Georgia also recently retired her show after a strong year and a half of on-air shows, and she can be found on IG, TikTok, and Facebook. And listen, at the end of the episode, I'm going to ask Georgia to share once again where she can be reached. So don't worry. If you didn't have a pen and paper ready, don't worry. She'll share that information at the end of this episode. So Georgia, thank you for being here with me. This is such a wonderful opportunity. So go ahead, Georgia. Let's get started.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, great. So listen, let's dive right on in. You know, life insurance is usually associated with protecting loved ones in case of an unfortunate event. But Georgia, how can it be used as a tool to build wealth?
So, like I said, thank you so much for having me, sister, today. And, how can life insurance be used as a tool for building wealth? Well, that's a loaded question for one, because we have several different avenues that we could utilize life insurance to build wealth. One of the things that I love about this is I can teach people, especially our communities, on how the rich did it. And what they do is they pass down generational wealth through life insurance. Now, the tool that is used mainly for this is the index. So I know you've heard of S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow Jones, the SUSE Credit, the Barclays. All of these are types of indexes. Okay. So the life insurance policy mirrors the indexes. And if you notice the indexes, you know, the stock market goes up and it goes down and goes up and goes down. The great part about the life insurance and how you can build generational wealth from it is building compounding interest. The compounding interest that is built in your policy builds based on the stock market, which is the indexes based on in the stock market. So when they go up, your money increases compounding interest into your policy. The great thing about it is when it goes down, you lose no money guaranteed. So therefore, it's going to grow every year that it does not have a loss.
Okay.
But if it does have a loss, if the index have a loss, your floor is zero, meaning you lose no money guaranteed because it does not go in the negative at all. That grows your wealth as far as your death benefit, and it also grows a pot of money that you can use out of your death benefit as well while you are alive. So therefore, when you pass away, you can pass down that wealth that has built up in your life insurance policy.
Wow. Wow. That's really fascinating. So essentially, the life insurance policy acts as a savings and investment vehicle while providing protection?
Yes, it is a savings vehicle. The best things about the savings portion of it is, if you're familiar, like all of us, we put money in the bank, right? We put money in the bank, but we don't put money in the bank for it to grow. Because if you put, you know, $2,500 in there, when you go to, you know, pull money out, all you're going to have in there is $2,500. You're not going to grow any type of interest whatsoever, right?
Right.
And also, you when you get a tax statement at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year when it's tax season, they'll send you a statement from the bank and it'll say, you know, tax statement enclosed, right? You open it up and you like, how much interest have I grown?
Yeah.
That paper 9 times out of 10 is going to tell you you have grown interest less than 10 cents.
Yes.
0.10 cents. In your account, right?
Yes.
So we don't put money in the bank so it can grow. But in the life insurance policy, you are saving money. Part of what you're paying is the cost of your insurance. Mm-hmm. And the rest of that money goes into a savings account that also builds that compounding interest. Mm-hmm. So your money is also growing. And it's tax-free growth that you will be accumulating in your policy as compounding interest on a yearly basis. So therefore, it's tax-free, and it's a savings, a tax-free savings account. So at the end of the year, basically Uncle Sam is not going to say, "Hey, you owe me taxes on this money." Mm-hmm. At all is tax free as long as it grows inside of a life insurance policy. Tax code 7702 says any cash that grows, builds compounding interest into your life insurance policy grows tax free.
Wow. Wow. You know, that sounds like a really comprehensive solution for individuals that are looking to secure their family's future and grow their wealth. I think this is some awesome stuff right here. So here's my second question. Are there any risks or factors that people should consider before investing in life insurance?
So as far as risk are concerned, there are no risk because you have no chance of losing money, right? So there's no risk. So the thing that you do have to worry about, though, is it's based on your age and your health. So the younger you are, the less it costs. The older you are, you have to put more in it because we've gone through a lot more things in our age, you know, as we age. So if you have some things going on health-wise, that comes into play as you get older, and the cost increases as you get older because we are leaning, you know, going downhill, going towards, you know, our demise and in the end of, you know, our life period. But that doesn't mean that younger people aren't as well. Mm-hmm. They are. The thing that we should do is get into this as young as we possibly can. But some of us, you know, are just learning now that we're a little bit older. And so you can still get into some type of policy like this, but it is based on your age and your health. So that are some of the things. Everybody can't have one, right? And also the next thing about that is also, if you want to build cash value, the more you put in it, the bigger bank you're going to have. So if you're looking to put, you know, just a few dollars in there, you're not going to expect to have a huge return. So the more you put in, the better and bigger your return.
Absolutely. That makes sense. Now I want to go back to something you said about it is contingent upon age and health. Like that has a big part to play in this life insurance policy thing. So my question would be, just for the audience and the people that are listening, you mentioned health. So are there conditions, health conditions that would prevent you from obtaining a life insurance policy? Or you know what I'm saying?
So every person is different. No, actually, we can insure every person. Now I have I have, you know, over 25 A+ rated carriers that I work with as a broker. So I can insure everybody. There's nobody that I cannot insure.
Okay.
I have carriers that would definitely, you know, insure every person.
Okay.
But their health has a lot to do with what carriers will give you what products, right? So different carriers will, let's just say you have diabetes, right? Mm-hmm. That's a pre-existing condition. You can get coverage with diabetes. Like people think that, you know, hey, if I have high blood pressure that, you know, and diabetes, that may be something that you can't get a policy from, but that's not the case. If you have, you know, if you live long enough, everybody has high blood pressure. That's not what is considered nowadays a pre-existing condition. Everybody has it, right? So that's kind of normal.
Yes.
But if you, every carrier will look at different health issues, and they make different, they're basically their decisions whether to approve you or decline you based on your age and how severe your illnesses or injuries are, or if you have pre-existing conditions. But don't be afraid, what one carrier won't do, another one will.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad you said that, because I have heard that people just refuse, or they don't want to go through the medical history process. They don't want their business out there. They don't, you know, so they're afraid to go for it simply because they feel like they're going to be declined life insurance because of their pre-existing condition that they have. So it's good that you kind of spelled that out and said, listen, don't let that deter you. Call me, get in contact with me, and then we'll figure out where we can get you coverage.
So. Absolutely. I can cover everybody.
Yes.
Everyone. You may not just be able to get one of the, you know, the highest products on the totem pole, mm-hmm. but you can get something, and something is better than nothing.
Absolutely.
What we need to be thinking about is what is going to happen if you were something were to happen to you today. Does your family have money sitting around to, you know, do what you need to do? They need to do for you in a decent and orderly fashion. Yeah. The one thing that we don't need is stress of having financial stress when we're going through, you know, the mourning process. If we're in mourning and bereavement of a loved one, the last thing we should be thinking about is how are we going to pay for this? Mm-hmm. So yeah. We don't want to stress someone out about how we're going to pay for this. And the one thing that I want to let our people know is GoFundMe is not life insurance. Okay.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we don't have to, you know, beg, borrow, and steal from someone else to put you away.
Exactly.
Because you have avenues that you can, that you have resources that you can utilize to pay for a policy, even if it's, you know, a small policy, $10,000, that is going to help a tremendous amount. Whether you want to be cremated or buried. If you want to be cremated, $10,000 will do that for you. Mm-hmm. But if you want a traditional burial, that's going to give you a good portion of it. It will not cover the entire burial, depends on what you want. But I just went through this process not long ago, and as a matter of fact, earlier this year. And yes, if you don't have the money just laying around, there's no, you know, I'm going to pay you later. When you get ready to bury somebody,
yes,
you know, they want their money up front and you're going to have to come up with it. So if you don't have it, put a little bit away. If you can put $30, $40, $50 away in a policy, you know, every month, then that will, you know, help you on the back end when it's time, because we all will go. It's just a matter of when.
Yes, I definitely appreciate that wisdom, for real. People need to hear this. You know, I was reading, Georgia, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. You know, there's a scripture from the Old Testament of the Bible that tells us to remember the Lord our God, for it is he who gives us the ability to produce wealth. And this was a message that God gave to Moses, and Moses relayed this message to the Israelites as God was preparing the people to enter the promised land. So Georgia, I know that you are a believer like me, and I think we both would agree that God wants his people to be wealthy and not poor. And that goes along with what you were saying. Don't wait to do this. And so that's why I'm so grateful that we're having this conversation. And that being said, can you give our listeners an example of a life insurance policy that offers cash value or an investment component?
Absolutely. We have several policies that have a cash value component. One of them is called an IUL, an Indexed Universal Life Policy. It has a cash value component. And as I've stated previously, when you pay the premium for your policy, a portion of that goes into that cash value component, which grows compounding interest on a yearly basis. And usually, most companies that I deal with, they're, like I said, the floor is zero in an IUL, which is a permanent whole life policy. It does not, the premium will not increase, and your death benefit, if structured properly, will not decrease as long as you are funding it properly. So it has a cash value component. The cash value grows compounding interest, which it mirrors the stock market. And your growth is dependent on the stock market as well. So if the stock market has a growth of 12% that year, that 12% growth will, you know, enter into your policy as that compounding interest. But let's just say if the stock market that year is at a negative 5%, your floor is zero. So you will take no losses guaranteed in that, in your policy. Whereas zero, meaning, you know, the floor, zero is your hero because it's going to stop you from losing anything. But also that cash component you have in your policy, you're able to borrow from it as well while you are alive. Mm-hmm. That cash value component, let's just say you want to, you know, do something to grow more money for yourself or your family, build more generational wealth, like, you know, you want to buy a duplex or, you know, buy some real estate or buy some land or anything of that nature, you can borrow from your cash value component, which is only a portion of your death benefit. You are able to borrow from that and buy that, you know, that land, buy that duplex so that you can build more money. I wouldn't use it just to splurge because it does not have to be paid back. But if you don't pay it back, what happens is when you pass away, whatever your death benefit is at that time, that amount that you did not pay back in that cash value will be deducted from your death benefit and the rest given to your beneficiaries tax free.
Ah, so did I hear you say that you can borrow off of this money that's accumulated and there's no penalty to borrow?
There's no penalty to borrow. You do not have to be 59 and a half. You do not have to pay it back. You don't have to pay taxes on it either. So when you borrow from it, like I said, it is only your death benefit that you are borrowing from. Okay. So if you pay it back, your death benefit will be whole when you pass away and the beneficiary will take the entire amount of your death benefit. If you pay it back, they will get the entire amount. But if you don't pay it back, the only thing that will be deducted is either the loans you took from it will be deducted from that death benefit and the rest given to your beneficiaries, which is always tax-free.
Okay, that's good. I like how you said zero is your hero. I'm going to have to use that with my other people when I talk to them about this life insurance. Yes. I'm going to be like, listen, y'all, zero is your hero. Listen to what I'm saying. Okay, mm-hmm. This is the best thing ever. So, Georgia, just real quick, I know a lot of people, well, I can say personally for me, I had term life insurance. And I was told that was the best thing for me to get. Like, that's what I heard. That's what I learned. And so I got into this term life insurance. And then I found out that as I got older, it just seemed like my life insurance policy decreased, if that's the right terminology. So can you give a little bit more insight on term life insurance so that people have a better understanding of what they're getting into, the differences?
Okay. So the term policy is exactly as it says, is for a term. So if you work, and I speak with a lot of clients on a daily basis and they like, oh, I have a policy at work. Well, the policy at work is mainly a term policy, meaning as long as you work there. As long as you work there, you may have coverage. But if you do not work there any longer, they will not cover you. You cannot take that policy with you. A term policy is anywhere, let's just say on the outside of work, is anywhere between 10 to 30 years. And that is based on how old you are. The younger you are, you can get a longer term policy. A term policy will expire. A term policy, let's just say, like I said, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. If you have a policy for that amount of time, you are covered during that time only. So let's just say the term policy is a lot less expensive than a whole life policy. But you have to think about it this way. Even though I have I'm paying $100 a month and I have $1 million policy as a term policy, right? But I'm 50 years old, so now I can only get a 20-year policy.
Okay.
So if you are 50 years old, you get a 20-year policy, then you're 70 years old. At 70 years old, what happens? You no longer are covered. Now you have to get another policy. You're 20 years older, and 9 times out of 10, you've had some health issues in between that 20-year that time frame. So therefore, there you have to get another policy. You cannot keep the other one that you had. Mm-hmm. So you have another get another policy. It's 20 years more cost-wise. You're paying a lot more money for that term policy. So let's just say you have a term policy, you're paying $100 for it. And at year 11, after you, well, 10 years in a day, when it's over with, if you're paying $100 at 10 years in a day, that $100 that you were paying, you're going to be paying more like 5 to 10 times as much per month for that same exact policy. So if you were paying $100 for it, you're going to be paying anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 for that same policy. If you would like to keep that, wow. It will not, you cannot carry it with you. So in the long run, having a whole life policy is better for you because the price will not increase. And your death benefit will not decrease as the term policy does.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. So let me ask you this. How exactly does the cash value component of a life insurance policy grow over time? And are there any tax advantages or benefits associated with using life insurance for wealth building?
Okay. So the cash component builds via compounding interest, as I've stated before. Okay. The compounding interest comes from mirroring the stock market. So whatever the stock market does, let's just say 26% growth, whatever that growth is in the stock market depends on which policy you have. Some of them may have a cap on it. And I know some of the companies that I use may have a 12% cap on one portion of it, but I don't put all my eggs in one basket for any one client. So I have more than one index that is putting that I'm putting your, you know, your funds in. So more than likely I'm putting using two different ones. And one of them mainly is called the Barclays. It does not have a cap. So whatever that Barclays does for the year, whether it be 30%, whether it be 25%, all of that compounding interest will go into your policy. But more like the S&P 500, more than likely they will have a cap, which 9 times out of 10 is anywhere between 9 to 12%. So whichever one you have, you will get the growth up to that amount and yearly. And if it's at 12%, you're going to get all 12%. But if it goes up to 15%, you're going to get 12 of that 15%. But the other portion of it, which is the Barclays, has no cap. And whatever that Barclays does for the year, you will get all 100%. And it is actually at 145% participation rate. So you don't just get 100%, you're going to get 145%.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. And I just wonder how many people like don't know about this. It's almost like it's a well-kept secret. For real. And so this is like my personal opinion. I believe wealth accumulation and the success of building wealth. I mean, it's definitely a partnership with God and all of that, but it's also people like you, Georgia, who we need to bring this information to the people. Cause I think a lot of people just don't know and they've been taught something that's totally different, right? So I love that we're having this conversation. I know that we're getting closer to the time where we need to wrap things up. I wanted to get your final thoughts or even key takeaways that you want to share with our listeners. And also, don't forget to tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. And one thing I didn't do is the tax portion of what you just asked the last question. So there is the tax advantages of this is you are not taxed. Uncle Sam is not in your pocket. As long as you don't put more money than your MEC, which is your modified endowment contract, in any one year, you have that amount to put up to into your life insurance policy without being taxed. Now you can't, you know, do a tax deduction from paying your life insurance policy. You don't get that.
Oh, that would be nice.
But the biggest thing is you can put a lot of money into this and have it grow for you without being taxed.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Listen, so to all the amazing people that's listening to this podcast, what I heard Georgia say is that life insurance, when it's used strategically, can be a powerful tool for building wealth and protecting your loved ones. So listen, y'all, it's important to approach it as a long-term commitment and to understand the features and benefits of the policy that you choose. And remember, you know, financial planning is a journey, and that's why you got to consult with a trustworthy financial advisor, such as Georgia Rehm, who specializes in life insurance, and she can help you make an informed decision based on your unique situation. So we are getting ready to wrap things up. Georgia, share with the people how they can reach out to you. And then we're going to have to do a part two of this because I've got more questions.
Okay. Well, I can be reached on IG and TikTok at Black, like the color, BLACK underscore coffee, COFFEE 98 on IG and TikTok. But I also have a website, Georgia Rehm Life. That's Georgia, just like the state. Rehm is spelled R-H-E-M, life, LIFE.com. And you can also, you can see the products that I have there, and you also can and schedule an appointment with me there as well.
Awesome. Awesome. I love this conversation, Georgia. And I just thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your invaluable insight, your wisdom, and your expertise. Listen, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Listen, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share with friends and family. Be sure to reach out to Georgia. She can definitely help you acquire your life insurance policy goals. She did it for me. I actually met Georgia some time ago, maybe about a year ago, I was just scrolling through my phone and something popped up about life insurance. And I called the number or sent the message. And sure enough, I got a call from Georgia and I'm like, well, who are you? And this is where we started that conversation. And I have my policy with the help of Georgia, and I'm very happy with the policy that I have. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you are young, you heard Georgia say it, get started young. Don't wait until you're 50, 60 years old. Not saying that she can't do nothing for you, but like she said, it's better to start when you're younger. Okay. So she's got a policy for everybody, right? No excuses. No excuses.
Even the young children, the grandbabies and everybody else, they can start young. And by the time they graduate high school or out of college, they'll have enough money to put money down on a home, have a, you know, college tuition, whatever their goals may be. But also they can have money to pass down to their children. My grandchildren will have money for their grandchildren as I'm leaving them generational wealth.
Absolutely. And isn't that what it's all about, Georgia? It's not just for us. God has given us this ability to share with other people, not to be selfish, but to take care of the generation after us. And I love that philosophy. I mean, I love that whole, that's a biblical concept, actually. It really is. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So listen, thanks everyone for tuning in. You know, like I said before, if you found this helpful, share it with family and friends. And be sure to join me next time for another episode of She Strives with Faith for more informative discussions on how to let go and let God. Until next time, take care and stay financially empowered. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. To hear more about how you can tap into the power of Striving with Faith, join her next week. If you found value in the episode, give her a rating or tell a friend about the show. Follow Berthina on Facebook and Instagram for a more personal chat. Until next time, strive to keep faith alive.
Thank you so much for listening. It was really great spending time with you. Once again, I'm Berthina Jackson, author of Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, purchasable at Amazon.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, Berthina.